This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. As farmers stare at the market screen and continue to see depressed prices for their commodities, it doesn't help that fertilizer prices remain high. But what is the outlook for supplies and prices of fertilizers in 2026? We will hear more with Josh Linville of StoneX next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail. Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, expects a high demand for nitrogen next growing season.
So far, everything looks like it's a big run here this fall for anhydrous. Everybody who has had a chance to go out there for the most part has done so. We think it's going to be a big fall run. However, you're starting to see a lot more of the estimates next year for the corn crop. It's getting bigger. We'd use 93 million last big deep dive for the fertilizer kind of forecast S&D. Now starting to hear some numbers, 94, 95 is getting tossed out there. So tremendous amount of demand is expected on the nitrogen side. Globally speaking, we still got some problems. I don't know that go away very soon. Yeah, there's been some things that have helped, but overall S&D is still tighter than it should be.
Linville says that potash prices are in a good spot, and he expects that to continue.
I still think we're okay. Potash prices are good. They make sense versus grain values. Yeah, they can always be cheaper, but I think the potash manufacturers have done a great job of putting the price where it needs to be. I think demand will be solid there. Phosphate, we still have big problems, and that's going to be the one I think everybody's going to listen and say, yep, I don't like phosphate at all. I don't think that's getting any better anytime soon. The tariff situation that Trump announced on late Friday, or at least the Trump administration announced, that helps, but it's not the silver bullet. We are still a world that has China, who's typically the world's largest exporter, 8 or 10 million ton. I will be thrilled if they hit 4.5 million ton this year. And I don't know of anybody else who can step up and fill that gap.
He also comments on phosphate and potash being recently added to the critical minerals list.
I will take any attention we can to help smooth the road, remove red tape, and things like that.
For more on the story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.